Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Base 9-2. And now the Mishnah is going to bring out the point that for a person to be liable for Ratzicha, for murder, he has to have essentially intended to kill somebody for whom the penalty would be execution. And he has to have dealt him like a lethal blow so that the death can be solely ascribed to the act and the intention of the murderer. So says the Mishnah inside, Niskav laharog esa behema. Let's say, you know, Reuven is hunting and he sees the lion he wants to shoot, and the Shimon's standing next to him. So even if the witness, the Edom who are going to give warning, the witnesses say to him, you know, don't shoot that lion. Shimon is standing by, and Reuven says, nah, I'm not going to shoot Shimon. And then they say, don't do it, and he shoots anyways, and sure enough, he shoots and kills Shimon. He's still going to be exempt, as the Mishnah will say in a moment, because he didn't intend to kill Shimon, he intended to shoot the lion. So it's Niskaven laharagasa behema. He wanted to shoot the animal, vaharagasa adam, but in the end he killed a person. Or laover kochavim, or he was intending to shoot an idol worshiper for whom the penalty of is not execution if he kills him, vaharagasa Yisrael, but he accidentally shoots a Jew. Or lenafalim, or the person's intending to kill a nephil. A nephil is a child which has been born, which is not capable of living on its own. It's certainly going to die, just a matter of time. So it was born like in some way defective, that it can't survive, even 30 days. Vaharag es ben kayama, and then the person accidentally kills the wrong, I'll call it infant, and a healthy infant is killed instead of the nephil. In all those cases, Pator, the killer will be exempt from execution, because again, he didn't intend to kill someone from the penalty would be Misa. If Niskaven l'hakoso al masnav, if Reuven intended to strike Shimon on the, let's translate this as thigh, okay, the leg. V'lo haya bak de lahamis al masnav, and that blow to the leg or thigh or hip or buttocks, it's not, masnav is the area of the body which connects the leg to the body. But it shouldn't have killed him. Bahalachala alibo, but then the strike actually misses, or the bullet, or whatever it is, misses the thigh and ends up hitting Shimon in the heart. Vahaya baka de lahamas alibo, and it's a strike or a shot that certainly would kill a person if it went into his heart. The mace, and indeed Shimon dies. Still pater, so then Reuven would still be exempt from execution, the reason being because he didn't intend to deliver a death blow. He's intending to hit him in the leg, and he made a mistake. Im niskaven lakoso alibo, if Reuven intended to strike, like let's say stab Shimon in the heart, v'haya bak de lahamis alibo, and indeed if that dagger would have reached Shimon's heart as Reuven had intended, then Shimon would have died. Bahalcha la al masnav, but Reuven misses and the dagger ends up going into the thigh of Shimon. V'lohaya bak de lahamis, and in the thigh, there's no reason why that dagger or wound should cause Shimon to die if it hit al masnav in his thigh. The mace, but anyways, Shimon does die, so then pater, then Reuven will be exempt. Again, why is he exempt? Because we're saying, listen, a dagger to the thigh shouldn't have killed him, so he must have died because of some other complications. I don't know, the stab who got infected. The point is, therefore, it was the stab plus the infection which killed Shimon, not Reuven's stab on its own. That's why, again, Reuven's a bad guy, certainly, but he'll be pater from execution. Niskaven lakos es hagadol, v'lo hayag bak de lahamis hagadol. If Reuven, you know, swings the baseball bat at Shimon, and Shimon's a big guy, and the baseball bat swing wouldn't have killed Shimon. Bahachalal katan, but the problem is Shimon ducks, and then Levi gets the baseball bat. Levi's a little guy, and the baseball bat actually did and could kill Levi. Bahayabak de lahamis esakatan, and it had sufficient, you know, force to kill Levi, the small guy. Bemace, and Levi does die. Patar, still Reuven will be exempt from execution, because he was intending to hit Shimon with the baseball bat in a way that would not be lethal, just that a mistake happened and it ended up striking Levi. So he's pater because he didn't intend to do that. Niskaven lakos es hakatan, v'haya bal kedei lahamis es hakatan. Now if Reuven was swinging the bat at Levi, the little guy, and he was intending to kill Levi, and it would have killed Levi. But v'halchalal gabe al hagadol. But the problem is that Levi ducks, and now Shimon gets struck by the baseball bat. V'lo haya ba kedei lahames es hagadol, and such a baseball bat swing should not be able to kill Shimon. But nevertheless, v'mei, something freak happens, and Shimon does die. Pater, again, Reuven will be exempt, because what he did wasn't the kind of thing that should have killed Shimon, therefore Shimon died from some combination of factors, not just the blow of the bat, but something else, you know, that wasn't Shimon's, that wasn't Reuven's direct doing. Aval, however, niskavel hakos al masnav, v'hayak bakadei lahamis al masnav. If Reuven is attacking Shimon, and he's striking him with, you know, with the sword in the leg, and the sword to the leg should, you know, I don't know, cut the femoral artery, and really it should be a killer lethal strike. But v'halchala al libo. But the thing is that Shimon, the victim, moves, and the sword doesn't strike him in the thigh, but instead it gets him straight in the heart, and then v'meis, he dies. So then chayev. So then Reuven will be chayev. Why? Reuven's a murderer. Reuven intended to kill Shimon. He was happened to be aiming for the thigh, but he was intending he'd do a killer blow, which instead of hitting the thigh, hit the heart instead of Shimon, and Shimon died as Reuven intended. So then Chayev, because Reuven is a murderer, he intended to murder, he tried to murder, and he did murder. The fact is that the blow landed in the heart instead of the thigh, but so what? He's still fully liable for that. Now, kind of similarly, Niskavan lakos es hagadol v'haya bak de lahamas es hagadol. Reuven's trying to kill Shimon, the big guy, and he's trying to knock his block over the baseball bat, and it would have actually knocked Shimon's block right off, and Shimon would have died. But v'halchal al katan, but Shimon ducks, and because of that, Levi, even a littler guy, gets that baseball bat whacked into his head, v'meis, and therefore Levi dies, because for sure, if it could kill Shimon, for sure it'll kill Levi, the little guy. Chayev. So then Reuven's on the hook, because he's a murderer. He killed a Jew, and he intended to do a death blow. He intended to kill someone. He did kill someone. The person that he killed was a Jew, so he's liable. Rabbi Shimon Amar, no. Rabbi Shimon says, Afilin is kavan laharoge zeh v'haroge zeh pater. Rabbi Shimon says, listen, Reuven was trying to kill Shimon. He didn't kill Shimon. He killed Levi. So even though, yes, Reuven is a terrible person and he's a killer, but the act he did in killing Levi wasn't the act he intended to do, and therefore he is exempt for a technicality of being executed bidei Adam. Of course, bidei Shemayim, he's going to get punished, but bidei Adam, he's exempt from execution. And the Rambam seems to passing like Rabbi Shimon over here. That means if one intends to kill Mr. A and he ends up killing Mr. B, then again, bidei Shemayim, he's a murderer, no doubt about it. But as far as his culpability at the Bezin down here, since the warning wasn't like a definite warning for the right guy and so on, therefore Reuven, the guy who killed Levi in accident, but intended to kill, will be exempt from execution.